father-in-law showed me an article that he wrote where he focuses on the fact that even though most of the months that we call the months of the Jewish Hebrew calendar don't have names from the Torah. The names are just numbers from the Torah, as opposed to the names that we call them are usually Persian names that we brought up from the Gullus, as the Mefarshim explained. The Ramban discusses it at great length in his Perish Al HaTorah and in his Drasha L'Rosh Hashanah. But there are exceptions to this, and one of the exceptions is the Chodesh of Cheshvan. What's the Chodesh of Cheshvan called in Tanakh? So the Pasuk tells us in Sefer Malachim that when the Pasuk is describing Shlomo HaMelech's building of the Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk says, U'b'shana ha'achas esrei b'yerech bol hu ha'chodesh ha'shmini kola ha'bayis l'chol devarav u'l'chol mishpata. So, referring to Chodesh Cheshvan, it calls it b'yerech bol, Beis Vav Lamed. And the obvious question is, why is the Navi referring to Chodesh Cheshvan as Chodesh Bol? What does Bol have to do with anything? So the Mefarshi HaMikra on the spot discuss this, and basically they all come down to the same conclusion, that Bol is from the language of rotting, of like Rekev. The Ksav HaKabbalah says that the Lashon of Bol comes from V'nikra Chodesh Cheshvan Bol, Al Shem Shebo Yisbilu V'yirkevu Tzimchei Hasada. That is the month that all the vegetation begins to rot in preparation for the winter month. Since that's the month where it begins to rot, Yirkevu V'yisbilu, so therefore they called the month Chodesh Bol. And basically the Mefarshi and Mikra go in that vein, Al Pipshuto Shal Mikra. However, there's a fascinating Medrash, a Yalkut Shemayni in Malachim over there, that gives a entirely different explanation for Chodesh Bol. Take a listen to this medrash. Says the medrash as follows: Mahu biyerech bol. What does it mean? The month of bol. Biyerech sheha aretz osa bulin bulin. Different explanations. Until finally, the medrash says, Dover acher mahu biyerech bol. Biyerech mabul. It's in the month that the mabul took place. Choser mem. So you take mabul and you take away the mem. Why do you take away the mem? To get bol. Says the Medrash, keneged arb choser mem keneged arba im yom. That mem that you take away from mabul corresponds to the 40 days that the mabul existed. She'af al pi shenishba hakadosh baruch hu ki mei noach zos li af al pi kein mem yom bechol shana hayu osim hayamim osim roshin ba'olam. Says the Medrash something fascinating. Even though the Rabbeinu Shalom promised that there will never be a mabul again to destroy the world, still, since at certain times it was deserving that the world was destroyed, and the only reason the Rabbeinu Shem didn't do it was because of the promise. Therefore, the hashba'a of those 40 days where the mabul really was supposed to take place and wasn't taking place just because of the shvua that the Rabbeinu Shalom said. So those 40 days still had a power, had a koach, had a hashba'a to bring a mabul to the world. It didn't destroy the world, but there should have been a mabul in the world, as the psukim themselves indicate. The pasuk says, "Vakimosi et brisi itchem velo yikareis kol basar ormi mehamabul." The shvua is that I'm not going to destroy all of the world because of the mehamabul. It doesn't say there's not going to be any longer mehamabul. There will be mehamabul, but it won't destroy the world. So therefore, the Medrash is coming and saying those 40 days always had an effect, a certain spiritual hashba of mabul. It didn't come and destroy the world, but it was there. When were these 40 days taken away? When did we get rid of the mem and stop calling Cheshvan the Chodesh of mabul and now call it the Chodesh of bull, as we see in Tanakh? So the Medrash says that only happened when Shlomo HaMelech came and built the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash was completed being built in Chodesh Bol. So the building of the Beis HaMikdash got rid of those 40 days where every year where the Mabul was supposed to come. Now there is no longer any Mabul supposed to come, and the building of the Beis HaMikdash was, so to speak, misaken for that. Says the Medrash as follows: Sha'afel pishen nishva kodesh baruch hu mei noach zos afel pikein mem yom b'chol shana hayu osim hayamim osim roshim ba'olam. Every single year, since the Mabul, those 40 days would make a roshan, would have a spiritual effect on the world, that there should be a Mabul here. Acha Omad Shlomo, until when was that, when did it stop? When the Hashpa of the Mabul stop? Acha Omad Shlomo Ubona Beis HaMikdash, and he built the Beis HaMikdash. Upasku Osem Mem Yom, and then those 40 days no longer had an effect. There was never even, so to speak, supposed to be a Mabul during those 40 days after Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. Lefichav Kosiv, Chaser Mem. That's why, instead of calling it the Yerech Mabul, now we call it the Yerech Bull. Now it's no longer supposed to be the month of a Mabul. Shlomo Melech took care of it by building the Beis HaMikdash. Now it's called Chaser Mem, minus those 40 days, Chodesh Yerech Bull. Keneged Arba'im Yom Shepasko. Mishe Nasu Abayis B'Yerech Bull, Nasu No'ol Yud Beis Chodesh, Vayu Kol Memalim Al Shlomo. Now the Medrash comes and says something fascinating. But Shlomo Melech finishes to build the Beis HaMikdash in Chodesh Bol, in Cheshvan, but when did he start using the Beis HaMikdash? When was the Chanukah? When did they dedicate the Beis HaMikdash? Says, oh, not until Nisan. So what's going on over here? Klal Yisrael's waiting. They see that the Beis HaMikdash is built, but why are we not using the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Medrash, Hakom Imalim Al Shlomo. They all began to speak negatively about Shlomo HaMelech. Lomar, Lo Bana Shel Basheva Hu. But David didn't, Shlomo HaMelech didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. Heyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashash Shechinasa L'toch Maisei Yadav. How is it going to be that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to come and bring the Shechina into the house of Shlomo HaMelech? V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why was the Rebbeinu Shlomo waiting to bring the Shechina? He was simply waiting, as the Medrash says, Chishev Le'arev Simchas Beis HaMikdash B'Chodesh Shenoled Bo Avram. He wanted to wait for the Beis HaMikdash to be used, to be consecrated, be dedicated, until the month of Chodesh Eisanim, until Avraham Avinu was born. B'Yerech Eisanim, Zeh Chodesh Tishrei. V'loma Korei Eso Yerech Eisanim, Shenolid Bo Avram, Shenemar Maskel Eison Hezrachi. V'kevan Shenifdach B'Chodesh Moados, V'hikriv HaKarbonos, V'yorda HaEish, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achshav Nishalma HaMelacha, Shenemar V'tisham Kol Melacha. V'al Zeh Nemar, Omku Machshivo, Secha. So we see that even though the Beit HaMikdash was built earlier, was built already in the month of Cheshvan, it wasn't dedicated, it wasn't used for another 11 months afterwards. Says the Medrash, listen to something fascinating. Says, and we've seen precedent for this before, V'chein ata motzi b'malechas ha-mishkan. Take a listen, listen to the Mishkan. What happened with the Mishkan? Amar Reb Chanina b'chafei b'kislev. When was the Mishkan, when they finished constructing Mishav? Kislev, chafei kislev. When was the Chanukah of the Mishkan? Nigmar b'malechas ha-mishkan v'asa mekupa ad Echad Benisan. They didn't start using it till Echad Benisan. Why did they wait? Says the Medrash. Kemoshe kosev b'yom rishon b'echad ha-chodesh. Takim es mikdash. V'hal yusro m'malam ha-moyshe. It wasn't just Shlomo HaMelech that Klal Yisrael started speaking negatively about it. Now they started speaking negatively about Moshe Rabbeinu. We build this whole Mishkan and the Brother Shlomo's not coming. There's no Shechina. What are we waiting for? Lomar lamalo hukam miyad. Shema dofi irabo. Perhaps there's a psul in the Mishkan. V'hakadosh Baruch Hu. Why was the Brother Shlomo waiting? Similar. Chishiv la'ariv simchas ha-mishkan. Bechodesh and Nolad Bo Yitzchak. He was waiting for the month that Yitzchak was born in. Dichsiv Lushi Vasi Ugos V'Amelo Shuv Ashav Alecha. Umeata Hivsid Kislev. So now Kislev has a complaint. Kislev says it should have been that we started using the Mishkan when you finished in the month of Kislev. You waited Rebbeinu Shalom until the month of Nisan. So says Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm going to make it up for you. When did he make it up for them? Chanukah, they rededicated the Mikdash. That was making it up to Chodesh Kislev. Says the Medrash. But the same way that Kislev had a tain on the Rebbeinu Shalom, Chodesh Bol, the month of Cheshvan, also has a tain on the Rebbeinu Shalom. You took the Binyan Beis HaMikdash from me and you put it in the month of Tishrei. What about me? How come I don't have any dedication Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Says the Medrash, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alay L'Shalei, Mashalim L'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chanukas Chashmenai. Just like he paid back the month of Kislev, he paid back with the dedication of the Chashmonaim. V'chein mar cheshvan osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shalim lo. So the ultimate ke'ula, the ultimate bayis shlishi, the dedication, it sounds like from the Medrash, will be in what month? It will be in Chodesh Bul, will be the month of Chodesh mar cheshvan, because the Rebbeinu Shlom, so to speak, owes that month, because the Beis HaMikdash in the time of Shlomo was ready to be dedicated then, and he uprooted it and put it in the month of Tishrei. So now we have to understand, why is it in fact that the Chodesh of Mar Cheshvan is the one that the Bayis Shlishi is supposed to be built in? Why is it that that should have been the month where the Beis HaMikdash was originally going to be dedicated, that the ultimate Geula will come in. So there are many different explanations in the Mefarshim. Most of the Mefarshim, when discussing this question of why Chodesh Bul, Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, was chosen to be the month that Bayis Shlishi will be dedicated in, they explain based on the episode that we have. We know that Yeravam ben Nebat began his merida against Malchus Beis David in the month of Cheshvan. And ultimately, when we have the Geula Asida, so that will be the tikkun, so to speak, of that ultimate rebellion against the Malchus Beis David, because now Malchus Beis David will be coming back. So the tikkun will take place in the same month that the merida happened. That's how most mifarshim explain. Take a look at Rav Tzadok. Rav Tzadok explains in that vein. Min hastam eino rak leonesh, rak shebo hazman mesugal lisaken zeh. That time is mesugal. That's the what time that is destined to fix this merida, this rebellion of Yeravam ben Nebat. It happened in Chodesh Bul, happened in Chodesh Cheshvan, so therefore it's going to be fixed as well in Chodesh Bul. It's going to be fixed in Chodesh Cheshvan. There's a fascinating piece from the Shem Mishmul where he discusses this idea as well. And Shem Mishmul explains that really what's going on, the month of Cheshvan is a month of destruction. We know the world was destroyed. The Mabul destroyed the month in the month of Cheshvan, destroyed the world. He says any time we have a nefila, a tremendous fall, so both in the world of the physical and the world of spiritual, is always followed up with a tremendous aliyah, a tremendous tikkun. He explains based on the following psukim. The psukim say that when Noah came out of the teva, he offered karbanos, and that's when the Rabbanu Shlomo says, "Vayarach Hashem as reyach hanichoach." Explains the Shem Yishmul. Rav Hirsch has the same idea as well. What's the concept of reyach hanichoach with regards to karbanos? The scent of smell is something which is the only thing which you're able to sense even before the item is in front of you. You can't see something unless it's there. You can't hear something unless it's there. But smell, you could smell something which is going to come. Rabbanu Shlomo, when it comes to karbanos, he doesn't need the carbon. What is he interested in? The fact that it's indicative that there's going to be a change here. So the same thing is true when it came to the Mabul. There's tremendous destruction, but that destruction always leads to a tremendous aliyah in Ruchnius. That's why the month of Cheshvan is going to be the month of the Geula, according to the Medrash, because that aliyah in Ruchnius will come in the month of Cheshvan. But perhaps we could explain in the remaining time a different approach why the month of Cheshvan particularly is the month which the ultimate Geula seems to be. The Chazal assume the ultimate Geula will take place in Cheshvan, or at least the ultimate dedication of the Bayis Shlishi. What is it about Chodesh Cheshvan? So let's go back to an earlier Rashi in Parshas Noach, a very well-known Rashi, where Rashi tells us, right at the beginning of Parshas Noach, Eile told us Noach, Noach ish tzadik tamim haya bidoro sav, esho Elohim his halech Noach. So Noach was a tzadik, tzadik bidorosav. Chazal tell us, quoted by Rashi famously, what does it mean, bidorosav? He was a tzadik bidorosav. So Rashi tells us, yesh me rabosenu dorshim oso l'shvach. There are those that say this is complimenting Noach. Kol sheken she'ilu hayu bidor tzadikim hayu tzadik yosef. He was a tzadik even in his wicked generation. Kal v'choymer, if he was in the door of the likes of Avram Avinu, so he would have been even a greater tzadik. V'yeshersh dorshim oso l'gnai. And there are those that say, no, this isn't coming to compliment Noach. This is coming on the contrary. This is coming to speak negatively about him. The only reason we care about him at all, the only reason he's even prestigious at whatsoever, is because he was the only guy. But if he was in the door where there are other tzaddikim, he would have been worth nothing. So, yesh darshan l'shvach, yesh darshan l'gnai. It's important to point out, as many of the mefarshim do, the Maharal explains this in Gur Aryeh, that there's no machlokis over here when it comes to the actual facts. The two pshatim in Rashi are not mutually exclusive at all. On the one hand, it's true, it could be that they're both true. On the one hand, Noach would have been a much greater tzaddik if he was in the door of Avram Avinu. On the other hand, the fact that he was a tzaddik even now, so that shows it that he's a tremendous tzaddik. So yesh darshan l'shvach, yesh darshan l'gnai is not a question in terms of the facts. Everyone agrees that he was somewhat of a tzaddik. In terms of comparing him to Avram Avinu, he pales in comparison. But also, he would have been much greater had he been with people the likes of Avram Avinu. So what's the machlokas of yesh darshan l'shvach, yesh darshan l'gnai? So different mefarshim explain somewhat differently. But the Mari Mintz, one of the late Rishonim, Mari Mintz has a fascinating idea in his drushas. Mari Mintz, we're talking 1400s, mid-1400s. He says as follows, an unbelievable drasha on this topic, where he explains, what's the machlokish of yesh darshan l'shvach, yesh darshan l'gnai? They're not arguing in the facts. Everyone agrees what the facts were. And furthermore, he says, if you're Doresh Lishvach, I understand very well. You're saying Noach was a tzaddik even in such generation. Why would someone come and be Doresh Lignai? What's the point of coming and saying, you know what, the Torah says he's a tzaddik. Don't think it's such a tzaddik, Doresh Lignai. Why would we be Doresh Lignai? What, Milo, what are we learning extra from being Doresh Lignai? Explains the Marimint as follows. No. We're misunderstanding. Of course, says the Marimint, Ela kavanas hakosiv lahashmienu shenoach mitzad tzirkuso lo haya ra'i linotzel. According to the man, the Omer, that Noach was not a tzaddik. Tzaddik b'darosiv just means he was the best in his generation, but Doresh Lignai, it means he wasn't even a tzaddik worthy of being saved. It's not simply that you compare him to Avram Avinu and he doesn't match up. He wasn't a tzaddik worthy of being saved. The Rabbeinu Shlom looked at him and said, no, it's not kedai to save him. So why was he saved? Says the Marimint, the reason that he was saved, mitzat tikus aloha yeroi li notzel, av mikeven shebirachme Hashem, baruchu ro'o losei sham, sheris lemine ha'enoshi, hutzruch kaviyochel lahatzel es Noach. The only reason Noach was saved was because really no one was worth being saved. But the Rebbeinu Shlom, out of Rachmanis, needed to save someone. We need to have some she'er, some remnant of the world. So if I have to save someone, says the Rebbeinu Shlom, who am I going to save? I'm going to save the best one. Not that Noach was worthy of being saved. He was the one who was most worthy. Really, no one was worthy of being saved, according to this Manda Amr. Who was the most worthy of being saved? The most worthy is Noach, therefore he was saved. So why do we need to know this, that Noach really wasn't worthy, but he was the best in the generation? Says the Marimint, there's a tremendous lesson for Klal Yisrael over here. Because Klal Yisrael on the global level is dome to Noach. What does that mean? Says the Marimint, V'yotzi lanu mizeh havtocha gedola geulaseinu asida. The Rebbeinu Shlom here is promising us a tremendous havtocha with respect to the ultimate geula. Even if we, Klal Yisrael, are not worthy of being saved, just like Noah wasn't worthy of being saved, since Klal Yisrael are the purpose of creation, the whole reason the world was created was for Klal Yisrael. So it comes to the point where the Rebbeinu Shlom is looking at Klal Yisrael and saying, are we worthy for the Geula or are we not worthy for the Geula? Says the Marimint, the Rebbeinu Shlom looks at us like he looked at Noach, even if we're not worthy for the Geula. Since if we are not around, the whole world gets destroyed. There's no purpose of the world without Klal Yisrael. So Rebbeinu Shlom says, just like I saved Noach because I need there to be a world, he's not right, but I need to save someone because there has to be a world, so too when he judges Klal Yisrael, and he judges the Geula of Klal Yisrael, he's not saying, are they worthy? First he asks, are they worthy? But even if Klal Yisrael is not worthy, the Rebbeinu Shlom says, but how could I destroy Klal Yisrael? How could I not bring the Geula Asida? There's no point in the universe if there's no Klal Yisrael. Therefore the story of Noach is really a promise to Klal Yisrael that even if you're not worried, even if you're not ra'i, in the end of the day, I will still bring a ge'ula, a tremendous nechama that Klal Yisrael should take. And this explains the psukim that we have in this week's Haftarah. In Yeshaya, there's a very strange pasuk. Says the pasuk, Ki mei noach zos li asher nishbati mei avor mei noach od ala oretz, kein nishbati miktzof alayich u'migar bach. Says the Rebbeinu Shalom says, that just like I promised Noach, I'm never going to bring a teva anymore, I'm never going to bring a mabel anymore, so too, you could be sure that I'm never going to bring out my wrath again. You, I'm never going to destroy you. What does that have to do? What does May Noach have to do with the fact that Klal Yisrael is never going to be destroyed? Says the Marimint, this is exactly what the Rebbeinu Shlom is telling you. Just like I saved Noach, and Noach wasn't roi to be saved. The only reason he was saved is because he was the most worthy, and we had to save the world. The same thing is going to be true when it comes to Klal Yisrael. If I judge them, and even if they're not roi for the ultimate geula, but since the world needs Klal Yisrael, says the Rebbeinu Shlom, they're going to bring the ultimate geula. Now I think we understand why it's Chodesh Bol, which is called going to be the Chodesh HaGeula, where the Beis HaMikdash is going to be dedicated. Because already in Chodesh Bul, in the month of Cheshbon, we see that the Rebbeinu Shlom says, here's your Haftacha, that the ultimate Geula will come. Whether you're worthy of the Geula, whether you're not worthy of the Geula, the Rebbeinu Shlom says, I need a world with Klal Yisrael in it, and therefore the Geula will come, and therefore we will see the Psukim of Yeshaya. Ki Heharim Yamushu Vagvoz Timutena, V'chazdei me'itach lo yamush. Rebbeinu Shlom says, my chesed, my kindness, me'itach lo yamush, will never be taken from Klal Yisrael. Even if we are not worried, we will experience, we are Even if we are not worthy, we will experience the kindness of the Rabbanu Shalom, and he will show us the Geula Asida b'mehera b'yamein.